It's cold, and it's the 5th of December, 2025, and you've got the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast. Good morning. I'm Andy Eubanks. CJ Miller and Greg Allen check in with the news today. It's all brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com to learn more. Coming up in the news, how one sector of the Indiana economy, agriculture, may be feeling the squeeze. And we have reasons your family may want to consider putting up a fresh Christmas tree this year. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin here, too, with the Indiana Farm Forecast. Bitter cold, significant wind chills today, too. And yesterday, the corn, bean, and wheat markets saw a minor rebound. We'll have settlements and Carl Setzer market analysis on the Hat Friday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Lean times for Indiana farmers and the benefits of putting up a real Christmas tree. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today News. Even though Indiana's overall economy may be holding steady, the state's farm economy is feeling the squeeze. Greg Allen has more.
At the last AgriNovus Quadrant meeting of the year, Professor of Business Economics Dr. Philip Powell painted a picture of Indiana doing well economically.
So the Indiana economy in the last year has grown twice the rate of any of our neighbors. And it's this combination of an economy that's well diversified. We are seeing innovation in terms of our educational system and apprenticeships. And this is driving our economy forward. And we're actually seeing the inflow of engineers and scientists and the type of talent that drives economic prosperity. All this is coming together to make the Hoosier State stand out as a positive economic outlier.
But out on the farm, a very different story is unfolding. Farm income has dropped sharply this year as commodity prices slide, input costs remain high, and interest rates continue to squeeze operating loans. Many Hoosier farmers are calling it a silent recession, one not reflected in the state's broader numbers, but deeply felt in rural communities.
Agriculture's in recession because of the negative trade impacts. Our farmers produce food for the world. Our imposition of tariffs on other countries means they put tariffs on farmers. In fact, foreign nations have targeted our agricultural exports because they want the administration to feel the political pressure from farmers. Farmers are feeling much more pain than any other export industry in the country.
So while Indiana isn't in a recession on paper, for many farm families, it certainly feels like one. However, Dr. Powell left the AgriNovus Quadrant audience with some encouraging words.
These are lean times right now for agriculture. We will get through it, and on the other side will be even better technology that can work for farmers. So our Hoosier farmers need patience, which they're well known for, but they also need to know that the clouds will clear, this too will pass, and there'll be even more opportunity in the future.
Find out more on this story at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Well, now that the Christmas season is here, you may already have your Christmas tree up and fully decorated inside your home. If not, well, you and your family may want to consider putting up a real Christmas tree this year.
It's a great family experience, and there's also some really significant environmental benefits to using real Christmas trees as your Christmas tree decoration.
And that's Lenny Farley, Extension Forester with Purdue University.
One of the best things you can do is think about buying your tree locally. Whether you want to go to a choose and cut operation and have that family experience of cutting down your own tree, or whether you want to buy a pre-cut tree either at one of the farms or one of the local sales outlets. And I think as importantly, you're supporting local farms to keep those folks in business.
He says many of your local Christmas tree farms also provide a great deal of environmental and sustainability benefits year-round.
One of the great stories of live Christmas trees is for every tree cut, typically there's 1 to 3 trees planted. Only about 20 to 30% of the trees in a farm might be cut every year, sometimes less. And so there's this constant cover of trees on this site that's great for soil conservation. It's providing some wildlife habitat, It provides a really beautiful landscape for many folks to see with those conifers out there year-round.
Farley adds that recycling that live Christmas tree after the holidays provides additional benefits.
One is to cut the log of the tree, the central part, into sections and save those logs as used for a Yule log next Christmas. The other thing folks can do is keep their Christmas tree intact and use it as a bird feeder. And so you can actually take your Christmas tree out, lean it against a fence, and you can place soot cakes. Sometimes we take pine cones, kind of jam peanut butter in them and roll them in seeds. All those make great bird feeders and provide cover for the birds as well in terms of the birds being able to run in and out of the branches and the greenery.
Check out more of my conversation with Lenny Farley as he gives some tips for maintaining your live Christmas tree inside your home during the holidays. It's part of the latest episode of the Your Farm Podcast presented by Purdue Extension. It's at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today YouTube channel. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Farmers know that hard work has its rewards. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America has designed our operating loans to work just as hard for you in return. Earn 1.5% cash back on all purchases when you connect your operating loan to our disbursement card. Because in times like these, some extra cash back never hurts. Visit fcma.com/operating to learn more. Disbursement card for use with an operating loan. Operating loans are subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Now on the Hat Podcast, Ryan Martin's Indiana Farm Forecast, brought to you by the Indiana Ag Nutrient Alliance.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Bitterly cold air in a place here this morning underneath Arctic high pressure. That high pressure dome actually centered over the top of us last night, so it's already moving off to the east, but wind chills this morning are going to be what really grabs you, shakes you, wakes you up a little bit. Well below zero is the way it feels over a large part of the Hoosier State. Now, we are seeing winds shift to the southwest on the backside of these highs. Will that bring instantaneous warmth today? Absolutely not. It's still going to be quite chilly. And we're watching an area of low pressure pass by to the north over the northern Great Lakes, Lake Superior, southern Ontario. I don't think that is a direct hit on any precipitation here, but it would not surprise me if we see clouds coming back in under this cold air mass. Tomorrow, Saturday, we go into the weekend. Actually not looking too bad here across Indiana, but there is a clipper system racing out of the South Dakota, Iowa, southern Minnesota area, trying to get toward the eastern Corn Belt. Seems like it dies, or at least runs into a lot of dry air right near the Mississippi River Valley, but I still think there's going to be cloud cover that wants to come in and take control for Sunday. So definitely of the weekend, Saturday is a better day than Sunday. Reinforcing shot of cold air coming in with that as well for Sunday afternoon and Monday. High pressure analyzed over the top of us Monday morning. Next week is very interesting. Two storm systems coming down from the northwest. I hesitate to call them clippers because I think they're moving a little bit slower than that and have more moisture with them, but the area of origination is going to be about the same. Coming from the Canadian prairies, racing down into the Great Lakes. Two of them both have chances of bringing good snows, especially into Michigan, but I think northern and central Indiana are in line for that as well. The last one gets out of here overnight Wednesday night into early Thursday morning. We'll have some snow totals for you early next week looking at this for coverage. Behind it, another round of cold air to finish the week for Thursday afternoon and Friday. Maybe even a little bit of light precipitation Friday. That could be the wild card, how much more we get there. Then we see a huge warm-up starting as we move through the latter part of the weekend of the 13th, 14th, and that warm-up continues through the week of the 15th. I think that brings the potential for rain, but also a huge amount of snow melt. I think we could be pretty sloppy, pretty muddy for that entire week of the 15th before trying to cool back down the week of Christmas. That's the way things are stacking up right now, or at least what we're looking at. It could all change within the matter of a few days, right? Mother Nature is acting quite bipolar currently. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
The end of the year reinforces the value of collaboration. From neighbors lending a hand to partners sharing know-how, teamwork is essential and is how Indiana Ag Nutrient Alliance operates on its mission of enabling viable farms, healthy soil, and clean water. Indiana's ag and commodity groups, alongside state government and conservation leaders, work together to vet practices that improve the environment while protecting farmers' bottom line. Helping Indiana farmers thrive is a win for all.
When it comes to their customers, Seed Genetics Direct can be a little nosy. They want to know where you live, your farm's geography and soil type, and even your environmental challenges. After all, Seed Genetics Direct uses more than 40 company-owned and third-party research locations throughout Indiana and Ohio to test their corn and soybean lineups. And with that many research locations, there's at least one similar to your farm that will help Seed Genetics Direct guide you on the path to growing success. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics. Seed Genetics Direct.
Gains all around. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank. This update is brought to you by AcrePro. Buying or selling farmland? Accomplish your goals with the help of AcrePro's land professionals. Get in touch today at acrepro.com. We'll review the final numbers from Thursday trade coming up. First, why did the markets go higher? For that, we turn to Carl Setzer at the end of the session. Carl is with Consus Ag Consulting. A little bit of recovery in all of the markets, corn, soybeans, and wheat. So some positivity, nothing really amazing on the board on Thursday, Carl. Let's begin with South American weather. Maybe a bit supportive right now of the bean market?
Yeah, we're starting to get a little bit more support for the beans. And actually, the corn market's starting to perk up because of the South American weather. And we'll look at what's taking place. Northern Brazil is sitting actually pretty good right now. They're getting, you almost want to say, almost too much rain. They're starting to get pretty wet up in northern Brazil. But as you move south, you get into central Brazil, and then especially in the southern Brazil, and then cross over into the other big producing countries of Uruguay, Paraguay, and even into Argentina, you're starting to see drought conditions intensify. Now, it's not what you would call a major drought at this time. It's definitely abnormally dry. But looking at the extended forecasts, along with the potential and the building La Nina weather forecast, there's some concern of drought taking place later in the year that could really impact production. We've seen a few analysts walk back their soybean crop, most looking around 176 to 177 million metric tons, 2 million metric tons more than the USDA putting it at, but down almost 3 million metric tons from initial estimates. Looking at the corn, we're also seeing weather support there, especially in the state of Mato Grosso. Mato Grosso put a corn yield production estimate out this year at 57.1 million metric tons. That is down a large 6.7% from last year, despite planting more acres. Drought really starting to impact that safrinha crop. Analysts have also walked back their corn production there. Most of them in that 136 million metric tons, also down 2 million metric tons from the first outlooks, 5 million metric tons more than what the USDA is expecting.
In the daily reporting system, we saw export sales of corn to both Mexico and Colombia. Was that helpful?
That is. And that is actually, in the long term, a little bit more friendly than the soybean flash sales we have seen. We've come to expect the flash sales on soybeans as China starts to ramp up their demand. But there's been a lot of talk in the market that corn demand was front-loaded right at harvest time, meaning that's when all of our sales took place, and they would drop off as the year progressed. That is maybe a little bit of a concern, but as we see these flash sales, even with corn rallying, it is a good sign for demand going forward. Trade also picking up a few rumblings that China might be shopping for some corn in the global market now that that Black Sea is basically shut off to shipping vessels coming in and out due to the escalated fighting between Ukraine and Russia.
Carl Setzer there at Consus Ag Consulting. Get Carl on the phone at 989-506-1587. Now the Thursday settlements, 3.75 higher on March and May corn. March ends at 447.25, May 454.5, July goes to 459, a pickup of 3 cents. 3.75 up on Jan beans to 1119.5, March contract 1128.75 up 3.25, 2.5 higher May at 1137.25. March wheat a 2 cent gain after working low. lower much of the session. It goes to 540 and a quarter. Meat sector higher as well. February live cattle, 224 even, up $2.10. February lean hogs, 81.85, a gain of 85. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Thursday Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.